This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network. I'm Rob Buttery. It's time now for the weekly soybean checkoff activities update brought to you by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. Continuing now our series with Michelle Payne Knoper of Cause Matters about new media and social media, text messaging has become almost as popular as regular phone calls. How can text messaging and smartphone technology serve soy producers to best advantage?
Well, the whole text messaging and the smartphones usage on the farm is certainly an area that still is growing. But if you consider the study that was just completed by Nicholson Kovac, it actually showed that of large growers, 62% of them have received text messages during the past year, and 44% of large growers take pictures on their phone. To me, that points up that text messages and smartphones have a place on the farm. This morning, I actually just posted on Twitter some questions about how farmers and ranchers are using their phones and text messaging. And from across the country, I heard that people were getting market intelligence. And I had a rancher out west that actually indicated that they use text messaging to share the number of cows moved, test weights on steers, and so forth. And then on Facebook, I received feedback that sometimes the truckers like to send back information to the farmers on the haul weights and so forth. So there's really a lot of different opportunities for people to use text messaging as well as smartphone applications. You can use it to take notes, to gather market intelligence, to get real-time market information immediately.
Certainly tools that can give producers a more of a competitive edge in the marketplace.
It is indeed, and the cell phone is just something that you can put in your toolbox like a wrench, and you consider new and innovative ways to use it, and I'm sure that soybean growers will want to support that.
Michelle Payne Knoper, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking about new ways to use your cell phone as a tool on the farm.
This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network.